Well, today we have a guest joining us here on the phone. Hannah Shady is with us. She's the executive director of the LC Clinic, which will soon be opening their new location here in Atlantic. And we want to talk a little bit about an update, see what's been happening here lately. Hannah, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for the time. How's the progress here on the Atlantic facility?
Yeah, so a lot of things have been happening over the course of the last several weeks and months. We are able to start from renovations. What we started to do was actually the demolition crew, if you want to call them that, have been in the building. They have been tearing down existing items that are on the wall and existing fixtures that are on the wall and kind of making way. We had the last few Saturdays in October, we've had a lot of really wonderful servants, a lot of really wonderful participants that have brought all of their demolition skills to 507 Chestnut and been able to kind of rip down some stuff and begin doing that demolition part of the renovation progress. So we are now, this coming Saturday on the 17th, we'll also have another work day, as we're calling it, and we anticipate that this will be the last work day in the demolition phase. And we've had people in the building looking to update the HVAC system. And so we're hoping that then after this coming weekend, we'll be able to really start putting walls up and kind of give the inside there a facelift and get it to look more like it's going to when it becomes our home here very, very soon.
Sure. Well, it's nice to have a physical location, but, you know, also the building process is not just physical. It's just not a building itself. The building process is also building those relationships and the territories. And you've got a couple of clinics already in Stewart and in Creston that have been successful for you. And you've got a meeting coming up here tomorrow in Audubon on Saturday to visit with folks a little bit in that region about what the new clinic in Atlantic will be able to provide. Using your knowledge that you've had here from the Creston and Stewart locations, how wide an area do you suspect that folks would come to utilize the new clinic?
Absolutely. So part of deciding, making that decision about where our location will be is really a lot of feedback that comes from the people that we serve in the areas and in our communities. That's the reason that we're here. That's the reason that we exist, is we want to serve the community to the best of our ability. We want to continue to grow and expand and really provide excellent care to our communities as well. So a lot of the feedback that we've received from our clients over the last 8 years has really helped us to become better at providing the services that we do and also being able to expand that outreach to our communities as well. So a lot of that feedback comes directly from our clients. When they're driving into the clinic from a different area, there may be a lot of different reasons that a person would do so, but having these services that we provide that are all free of charge to the community and they're all strictly confidential, it goes a long way in servicing the community as well. And so that's been really nice to just have that feedback from the community and them telling us that they, you know, if you had a clinic here, if you had a clinic here, we would travel, we would go. And, you know, a good 90% of the people that we have come through our doors are referred by someone that they care about, someone that they know. So word of mouth is primarily how we get a lot of our clients coming through the doors. And so that's really important, too, that you're creating an atmosphere of love, that you're creating an atmosphere of truth and support, and that way when they are coming in for these services that they see that transparency and that relationship building as well, so that, you know, you think about them and you pray for them before they come in, during their time here, and also after when they leave the clinic as well. So it's really been primarily based upon our client feedback and our client intake forms that we have, with them saying, you know, that they're going to travel a long ways for these services. So if they don't have anything like that close to home, you know, expanding that outreach and being able to open another office will hopefully help alleviate some of the costs of travel for a lot of our clients as well.
Well, I would think in your line of work, trust is a pretty big deal, and that's kind of part of initially getting your base set up is starting to build that trust.
Absolutely, yes. It is of utmost importance in any relationship that we have, whether that's in our personal lives or professional lives, and it is something that we really take a lot of care to protect is building upon that relationship, facilitating that relationship with our clients and the trust in the community, not only with our clients that are coming in the doors, but relationships that we're building with other business owners and just our patrons in the community as well. Just keeping those lines of communication open and building upon that very, very important foundation of trust.
Sure. Now, we've visited before about this project over the last year or two, and we've been able to share some good information. But for those who might not have caught some of that, can you kind of give us a brief description again of what the LC Clinic is about and the mission?
Sure, Jim. I would be happy to share with the community and anybody that's listening our mission statement. So LC Clinic's mission statement is, valuing all human life, LC Clinic offers hope to those experiencing an unplanned pregnancy, healing to those who have experienced abortion, and truth to our community through abstinence education by demonstrating the love of Christ through spiritual, physical, and emotional support.
And it's continually just kind of sharing that vision and talking about that. Is that what the meeting in Audubon will largely be about, is sharing your goals, your vision?
Absolutely, yeah. So first, the first question that people want to know is, who are you? What do you do? And so if people are curious about who we are and what we offer, we do have these two events that are coming up this weekend on Saturday the 17th. In fact, we have that morning before our community meeting, we have a pastor's breakfast. So October, if all of you are aware, is Pastor Appreciation Month. And what I really like to say is every month is Pastor Appreciation Month. Our pastors do so much for our communities and so much for us personally. And so if you have a good pastor friend or you know a good pastor, please give them thanks and support. So that morning we're going to have at 9:30 at the Bakery on Broadway at 312 Broadway Street in Audubon, we're going to have a pastor's breakfast to kind of just invite our pastors and let them know about us being a parachurch ministry, kind of sharing the vision with them. We're also that afternoon at Audubon Memorial Building at from 12:30 to 2 p.m. That's 410 North Park Place in Audubon. We're going to have the community meeting. So really, like I said, just kind of getting the word out about who we are. We are a pregnancy medical clinic and resource center. We specialize in early pregnancy confirmation. And so letting our communities know that we're here and kind of where we're what we're going to be doing and hopefully be able to kind of appeal to them as far as, you know, being a good source of a referral in the person's mind that, hey, there's someone that I know that needs one of these services, or there's someone that I know that maybe they could benefit from some of these things, and to kind of let them know what services that we can provide to the community and to look forward to partnering and building and fostering those relationships with people in the community as well.
Yeah. So who should stop out then?
So anybody and everyone we encourage to come to the Audubon meeting. We held a series of these meetings, and kind of when we had these first initially planned, we all are very familiar with COVID kind of took over everything and kind of shut down a lot of our plans, or at least postponed them. And so it's nice to have those items back on the calendar where we can have, you know, these different events going on as well. So we invite everybody to come to the community meeting and really be able to learn about who we are and what we are offering to the community. And, you know, we have centers that will be now in three different counties, but it encompasses and canvasses a lot of other communities and a lot of other counties as well. So it's not just specifically for anyone that lives only in Union County or only in Adair County or only in Cass County. We want to make sure that we are offering these services to anyone and everyone, and that we're providing an atmosphere of excellent care along the way.
Sure. And folks may not need the services you provide today, but they can be a referral point down the road.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. It's very important.
Yeah. Now, are you still looking for things like donations to kind of get things started?
Absolutely. So being privately funded, I like to tell people, which is a very much a truth, that we are in the business of raising funds 365 days a year. It is a full-time job for sure, but it's been very wonderful to see the tremendous amount of support that has come from the Atlantic area. Jim, we had our first fundraising banquet in the community of Atlantic back in August, and we saw just tremendous success with that, both from in-person attendance at the banquet and conversations that have happened and even donations that have come in beyond that. We have raised at this point over $100,000 to go towards getting our building ready, getting it prepared as well. We also have a new volunteer training coming up the first week of November that will be held in Atlantic again, too. And so we're just really excited to see the people that are coming alongside this project, to see the relationships that are being built and the friendships that are being built along the way. And so we are always in need of donations, and if anybody has any questions about any of these things, they can get a hold of me directly, or they can send donations a few different ways. We do them electronically through a secure link on our website, and they can also mail a check to us as well.
All right. Lots of opportunity there. And if they'd like to find out more information, I know you're online.
Yes, we are. Our website is iowalcclinic.org, or they can email Hannah, H-A-N-N-A-H, at iowalcclinic.org. And in terms of fundraising, we are over about halfway to the goal that we are hoping to raise funds and be able to open our clinic very, very soon in Atlantic.
Very good. And another way to get those questions answered at the Memorial Building in Audubon this Saturday, October 17th, 12:30 to 2 p.m. They'd be happy to share more with you about the project. Hannah, thank you so much. Appreciate the time today. Continued success.
Thank you so much, Jim. I appreciate that.